The average American throws away over $1,600 a year. Gone. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 10th day of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Some troubling news from the housing market from Fannie and Freddie Mac. An analyst says Netflix needs to cut prices. Speaking of prices, remember those tariffs? Christmas may get a lot more pricey. Amazon workers are flexing their muscles. The markets, well, they were flat today. And we've got business trends to watch for in 2020. Those stories and more, plus Deb Brown from Save Your Town talks rural opportunities. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Tuesday edition of the business news headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at Business News. Appropriate, yeah? Well, today, the Motley Fool released a story about how much money the average American wastes each year. The figure is $1,668. Doesn't sound like much? Yeah, it is when you consider that 60% of Americans don't have enough money in the bank to cover a $1,000 emergency expense. That's 60%. Yeah, that. So what are the most common ways that we're wasting money? Well, they offer this list. Number one was throwing out leftovers or expired food, or food that's really not expired, but you think the sell-by date says that it is. Number two is buying fast food. Number three, purchasing overpriced beverages. You know what you do in those beverage lines. Giving in to impulse buys at the checkout stand, perhaps. Dining out in restaurants. Paying needless interest rates on credit cards. Not returning unneeded items after you buy them. Buying brand name goods over comparable generics. Not comparing prices when shopping. Overpaying for digital services. Are you guilty of any of those? A big part of not wasting money boils down to being more mindful, the article says, taking a look at your current spending and see where you are going overboard. Focus, they say, is the best advice. Well, could an economic downturn be in our future? It seems the Federal Housing Finance Agency thinks so. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are pulling back on some mortgages meant to make home ownership more affordable. What are they doing? No, they're cutting back on the proportion of loans they back to borrowers with small down payments, for example, and mortgages to deeply indebted borrowers. The Federal Housing Finance Agency says it wants Fannie and Freddie to be prepared for a possible economic downturn. Tamping down risk could limit their defaults and produce bigger profits, which in turn could help them appeal to potential investors. The Federal Home Finance Agency has made it a priority to get Fannie and Freddie out from under government control, but doing so will likely require the firms to raise billions of dollars from investors. Already, Fannie and Freddie recently tightened their requirements around backing mortgages to borrowers with just a 3% down payment. Previously, borrowers whose income was as high as the area median could qualify for Fannie and Freddie eligible loans. Well, today, Netflix was downgraded to the equivalent of sell, which has to do with a video streaming company being at risk of losing millions of U.S. customers next year, given rising competition, including from some low-cost rivals. Analyst Laura Martin wrote to clients of Needham Investments that Netflix, quote, must add a second lower-priced service to compete with Disney+, Apple+, Hulu, CBS All Access, and Peacock, end quote. She said that if the company doesn't make changes, they could lose up to 4 million clients next year. Shares of Netflix, well, they fell by 2.5% today, with the stock extending a recent period of underperformance. Well, President Trump has just a few days to decide what to do with his threat to impose more tariffs on $156 billion worth of Chinese goods. If they go through, well, Christmas may take a hit. The Trump administration said back in August it would put 15% tariffs on billions of Chinese-made consumer goods on December 15th. Known as the 4B list of goods, those tariffs would also hit video game consoles, computer monitors, Christmas decorations, toys, and other items, including clothing, often given as gifts. So what about the deal that we were told was just about a done deal? Well, China and the U.S. still have not reached agreement on crucial parts of that deal. Those include the amount of U.S. agricultural goods Beijing would agree to purchase and when the U.S. would roll back other tariffs it imposed on Chinese goods. One source said if the White House does allow the December 15th tariffs to take effect, then the U.S.-China deal talks are likely done for the remainder of President Trump's term. Well, some communities are salivating over the opportunity to host an Amazon fulfillment or warehouse center. We're coming to you from central Iowa, where there is a feeding frenzy over bringing an Amazon warehouse here. But at what cost? Especially among employees of Amazon who have grown more outspoken regarding working conditions. If you remember, back in July, delivery station workers in Chicago filed a labor complaint after they said Amazon cheated them out of overtime pay during the prime week when they worked extra shifts during a record heat wave. In October, workers in Minnesota at a delivery station walked out of work protesting the company's strict time-off rules. Well, now, a group of delivery station workers called Amazonians United Sacramento has made a public petition for paid time off, which has now nearly 400 signatures. So far, Amazon's site and regional management team has not met with organizers of the petition or made any changes to the PTO policy. Well, today, Intel released some salary numbers, and they are troubling. In addition to its annual update on the outlook for women and people of color at the company, Intel released the results of a new report it sent to the U.S. Equal Opportunity Employment Commission that gives unprecedented pay, race, and gender data for about 51,000 U.S. workers. Intel is the first company to release the otherwise private data. The results? Well, they're not flattering. Among 52 top executives at Intel, all who earn more than $208,000 a year, that's the top pay band the EEOC tracks, 29 are white men, 11 are Asian men, and 8 are white women. The remaining tally is 1 each for Asian women, black women, and black men, with no Hispanic men among executives in that top tier. Now, the ratio was similarly skewed across manager, professional, and technician job classifications, with white and Asian men dominating top pay groups, and women and people of color clustered at the lower bands. Intel joins a small but growing number of companies that have released gender and racial pay data, often under pressure from investors. Annual diversity reports from the biggest tech companies from the last half decade have shown scant progress in advancing the number of underrepresented workers. Companies that choose to release this kind of information risk backlash. Citigroup this year faced criticism after it voluntarily released median pay data that showed women at the bank earned 29% less than men. Well, the market struggled all day to get above the flat line, and in the end, the major indices closed the day down. The Dow lost 27 points to close at 27,881, while the Nasdaq shed 5 points to 8,616, and the S&P 500 fell by 3 points. Investors are eyeing trade and the final meeting of the Fed, but the bets are that the central bank will leave interest rates alone. LinkedIn has a list of 20 trends to watch in 2020. Here's just a few of those trends. The perk most professionals want is time off. U.S. workers spend more time at work than do workers in other nations. Time to take some time, especially when it boosts productivity, seems to be the number one thing workers would like to have. Streaming companies will get thinned out. That's what LinkedIn says. Too many, too expensive, say the experts. Next up, the climate change countdown as we head towards 2030. Scientists say it's way past time to deal with this. Next big thing for workers is automation might leave behind some people, so reskilling is a watchword to watch in 2020. There will be plenty of talk about that next year. Mental health will get a boost in the workplace. Employers and employees have seen enough, and they say it's time for action. Interestingly enough, for the first time, Asian economies will be stronger than the rest of the world. That, say the experts, will start to alter some serious business relationships. And finally, in our short list of the 20 areas, capitalism will be in trouble. The yawning pay disparities will force companies to start making concessions to communities and workers, and not just investors. There are a bunch more, and it does make for an interesting read. If you are on LinkedIn, go ahead and check out that news summary. It's some good stuff. Stay with us, because Deb Brown, part of the duo with Becky McRae, is talking about rural development opportunities that very well may surprise you. That is coming up next.